있어요. Welcome to In His Presence, featuring Pastor-elect Patricia Benneman. We're so glad you're on the program. It's a beautiful evening, and it's a beautiful Sunday morning. Whether you're listening to us live or whether you're coming out of the archives, which are also known as On Demand, then we're delighted that you're with us. And this is In His Presence, featuring Pastor-elect Patricia Benneman, who will be with us very shortly.
Prepared me because he cares. He is maturing me. Yes, he is. Because he cares. Hallelujah. And you know what? The Lord is arranging me. Yes, he is. And not only is he arranging, but he
he's teaching me how to obey his will, and he's tuning me, yes, sir.
Yes, this is In His Presence, sponsored by Glory United Ministries. And again, we're just so glad that you're with us on the program. And we're going to have a few songs you haven't heard for a while today, in addition, of course, to the pastor-elect.
voice, a young lady, tears rolling down her face. She said to me, we need to rush to the hospital. And as a prime member, whose baby is lying at the point of death. We rushed to Memorial Hospital. That's the mother and a father. I want you to know, while they were waiting, I begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we need you. How many know when the doctor said no? Jesus can still say yes. The doctor told the mother, call the family in. He was preparing them for the worst. I told the mother to call the family in, so we can praise God in advance for what he was getting ready to do. How many know God can take total disaster?
And now it is my distinct pleasure to bring to you, to present to some and introduce to others, Pastor, the pastor of Glory United Ministries, Patricia Benjamin. Your line is open, Pastor.
Yes, God bless you, Dr. Scott. Thank you for the introduction, but there is no need because I tell you there is no secret what God can do. He will bless your neighbor. And then he will bless you too, no matter what the problem is. We can let Jesus fix it for you. I'm here to let you know that without God, I am nothing. And without God, I will fail. Without him, I am drifting. I am like a ship without a sail. I just want to say hello to all you listeners. We wanted to encourage you by way of song. I'll say yes. You know, completely yes. My soul says yes. It is important to say yes to God, yes to your will, and yes to your way, and yes, Lord, I will obey. It is a good thing to obey the Lord, to obey his voice. It is important that we as his children recognize his voice and obey his voice. When he speaks, yes, this is the day that the Lord, he has made. And he told us to rejoice and to be glad in it. But the proper way of rejoicing and to be glad in it is that when you have said, yes, Lord, completely yes, not yes on Monday and on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. You don't have a yes, Lord, in your mouth. You don't have a yes, Lord, in your being. You don't have a yes, Lord, nowhere around you. That's not good. That yes, this is the day that the Lord, he has made. But before I can rejoice and be glad in it, I have to commit to saying yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, it's yes, Lord. Completely yes. Not half-heartedly yes. Well, sometimes yes. Some maybe when everything is going my way, then it's yes, Lord. When things are in turmoil and chaos, then it's no, Lord, I don't like this. No, Lord, I don't want to do it like this. No, Lord, I don't believe that you're able to do what you said you will do. So then it becomes no, Lord, instead of yes, Lord. Ah, but I want you to know the way to please God is to say yes, Lord, and mean it and let it be completely yes. And as the songwriter was saying, I need you. Now, when you are at the crossroads of circumstances and situations and things weighing you down and whatever is going on, right or wrong, but if you could just get the thought in your mind knowing that I can't do it by myself. I've said yes, Lord. I've committed, but I need you now. Not another minute, not another second, but I need you now. The boy said, I need you right away. And yes, we are faced with things that we need him now. And after saying yes, Lord, completely yes, I need you now. I need you to help me along this journey. I need you to help me to do what's right. I need you to help me to stay focused on what is right. I need you now. The enemy is coming to buffet me. The enemy is trying to turn me back. But I need you right away. I need you, Jesus, to come to my rescue. I need you to step in and lead me and guide me into all truth. I need you now, said the songwriter. I need you. I need you right away. Oh, I tell you, for this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. But I'm only rejoicing because I said yes, Lord. I'm only rejoicing because I'm obeying God's will for my life. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Completely yes. My soul says yes, Lord. I feel good down in my soul right now. Completely yes. When you get that completely yes down in your soul, you'll say, Lord, I need you now. I need you right away. And to go on a little bit farther, it would be to say, it's me, O Lord, for I am the one standing in the need of prayer. I'm standing in the need of your presence tonight. I need a touch from the Lord. I need you now. Because I'm saying, yes, Lord. Oh, I love the Lord, and I won't take it back because he is so good to me. Let me just read out of James' gospel tonight. I wanted to encourage you with those words of, yes, Lord. We've got to get a yes, Lord, in our heart and in our spirit and in our mind. We have to say yes to your will and yes to your way. Yes, Lord. I've come from the Church of God in Christ, and that's all you would hear the saints singing back in the day. Yes, Lord. And then they jazzed up another song that says, my soul say yes, 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 my Lord, my soul say yes. Yes, yes, my soul say yes, 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 my Lord, my soul say yes, yes, yes. I tell you, I'm so glad I grew up in the Holiness Church, and I'm more grateful that I grew up in the grand old Church of God in Christ. I tell you, you could feel the power of God when the saints begin to sing little songs like, my soul say yes, yes, My Lord, my soul say yes. I tell you, I feel good right now. Feel good down in my sanctified soul. Let's see where I want to read to you from. And we're in James' Gospel and starting at that first chapter of James. And I am reading from the American Standard Bible. So some of the words may be a little bit different from your King James, but know that they all are meaning the same meaning. Let's go to James 1 and verse 13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. You know, I hear us people say particularly, the Lord will not put any more on you than you can bear. Sometimes we lose someone very dear to us, and sometimes we hear tell of an accident where someone was all badly bruised and broken up and all of that. You hear tell of somebody unconscious and all of that. But you know, the scripture lets us know that the Lord doesn't put any more on us than we can bear. But some of these things that happen to us, the Lord had nothing to do with that. Some of this comes from the enemy. The Bible says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil. See, if it's an evil thing, it is not of God. You as a child of God, particularly, need to know the difference as to who's doing what. Who's doing the talking? Who is sending the problems your way? And the scripture here says, in James, that 13th verse here says, let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. I'm reading out of the Bible. You can get mad with the Bible if you want to, but I'm reading it just like I said. But each one of us is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. See, that is going back to that song where you have to say completely yes. You've got to say yes to the will of God and no to the will of the evil one. No to your flesh. Our flesh causes us to allow to be involved in some of the things that come our way, because the lust of our flesh cause us to go after things that is not of God. God had nothing to do with that. That happened to you. I had a minister once, and he was a very sick man. I did not realize how sick this man was. And he said to me one day, he said, you know, be careful. And I listened. He said, be careful what you do, because God will forgive you for what you do. But sometimes our bodies don't forgive us for what we do to it. And I just listened, and he said, I want you to hear what I'm saying. At that time, the man was very sick. He wouldn't tell me how sick he was or what his sickness was or what made him speak the way he did. But later on, I found out that he had contracted the virus of AIDS. Matter of fact, he was HIV positive, and he did die due to complications of AIDS. Then I understood what he was talking about. God forgave him of the sin that he committed with the lust of his body in the flesh. But his body did not forgive him. So I just want you to know, beloved, that we're blaming God for things that God had nothing to do with. But each one of us, but each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. I'm reading James, the Bible. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. And it says, do not be deceived, my brethren. Now listen to this. Verse 17. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. Now, that reads a little different from the King James. If you have the King James, it will read a little different. Shifting shadow. See, it is not God who did this. It is your own lust that allowed you to be disobedient to the will of God, and therefore this thing that came down was not from God, because the scripture lets you know that every good, and it says in the King James, says every good and perfect gift come down from the Father above. But in this one it says every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of light. Jesus is the light. He's the light of the world. We sang that when I was a child. Jesus is the light. He's the light of the world. He's ever shining in my soul. But the only way that you will have this light is that you have to say yes, Lord. You've got to say yes, Lord, because he does not sit in the darkness. The darkness comes all the time to make us turn aside from the commitment of yes, Lord. Yes, I'll obey your word. Yes, I will do your will. Yes, Lord, I will walk upright. Yes, Lord, I will denounce sin. Yes, Lord. Darkness comes and it causes us to be tempted of our own lust. And we do things that's not of God. We said yes on Tuesday. But on Wednesday, we said no to the yes that we said to the Lord. Yes, I'll obey you, God. Yes, I'll do your will. Yes, I'll walk after you, Lord. I want to be like you, Jesus. I want to walk like you. I want to talk like you. I want to live like you. I want to pray like you. But you know what? We're not willing to die like him. You have to die to your flesh and come alive to the word of God. Yes, Lord. Completely yes. My soul says yes. Keep your mind on Jesus. And your yes will not turn into a no. I tell you, I'm enjoying this word right now. It's rich. But you know this, that every good and perfect gift comes from the Father. And if it's anything less than that, it should not be hard for you to distinguish the difference. The word just spoke to you by way of James' gospel that says every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. If it's anything short of that, you can call a spade a spade. You can say it didn't come from God. It came from Satan, the devil. Jesus is the light, and Jesus gives light. and he comes with the light. And when you say yes to him, you have the light of Christ on the inside of you. And darkness is always trying to get in to darken your thoughts, to darken your soul, to darken your mind, and to darken your heart. But continue to say, yes, Lord. Continue to say, I need you now. Continue to say, it's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. I need you to keep me as the apple of your eye. Keep me in my time of storm. Lord, shelter me. Anchor me. Take me by my hand and lead me. The scripture saying, he that dwelleth in the secret place, God, help me to get to the secret place so I can abide under the shadow of the Almighty, because I don't want my yes to turn into a no. I don't want my light to be smothered. I don't want it to be covered up that all you can see is darkness. Yes, Lord, completely yes. I asked God earlier as I was searching the scriptures and searching my mind for scriptures that buried deep into my mind and my intellect, and I said, God, how are you going to deliver the message tonight? And he didn't answer me. So I began to look at this and look at that, and I've gone from John and ended up in James, and I'm saying, God, how are you going to bring forth your word out of James? And he said, play the Psalms. And as I looked at the list of my songs, and he lined the songs, yes, Lord. And then I need you now. And it's me, oh Lord. And I'm sitting and I'm saying, now, Lord, how am I going to connect these songs to the word for the listeners? But you know what? Our God is an awesome God. He took that song, yes, Lord, and he worked it right into, when you say yes, you won't be carried away with your own love, because it's not your agenda anymore. You aim to please the Father because you said, yes, Lord, I will obey. I will do your will. Keep me. It's me. I need you to help me right away. I want to slip back into my flesh. I want to slip into the lust because it feels easy. But I need you right away. Help me, Lord. Because I want to be on the end that it says at the end of this first chapter of James, when it says, at the 16th verse, do not be deceived. Don't be deceived. Don't think for one moment that the evil that you've done or that came your way came from God. God did not tempt you. The devil is the tempter. And he tempts us. But God said, every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father above. So if it wasn't good, if it wasn't perfect, and if it wasn't a gift, know that it did not come from God. It came from the adversary, the devil, the one who is trying to put your light out. He's trying to put you in darkness again. God has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, and yes, lust come to get us to go back and be in darkness, even if it's for the moment. The devil wins. If you go back in darkness for half a minute, the devil won. You yield to your lust. But I tell you, if there's ever been a time to call upon the name of the Lord, that is the time that we need to ask the Savior to help us to continue to stay in the light and to walk in the light and to do the will of God and to yield to the yes, Lord, that we said to God that we would yield to. The yes, Lord. I know some of you want to hear me moan and groan and all of that, but you know what? You need the word in you. You need a foundation. You need something that you can hold on to in the storms. When you're being tempted, you need a foundation. You need enough word in you that you can stand what the tempter sends your way. But should you yield to the tempter, you still need enough word in you that you can pull yourself out of the mess you just got yourself in by yielding to the enemy. I really hope that this word is going out of me and helping someone in Radio Land that's listening. It may not be the slap happy, fast song, jumping, stomping, hooping, jumping over hoops, but I just wanted you to know you're going around blaming God for stuff that he had nothing to do with. He could have stopped it. Yes, he could. But he didn't. That's what sin brings about. I read that somewhere. It says, but each one of us is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then, when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. Death, when that happens, it separates you from God. That's what happened in the garden with Adam and Eve. The day that you eat of this fruit, you shall surely die. He did not die where he was dead and him and Eve's life was over as being a human being. Their life was over because of the sin, but they were still yet alive to go on to conceive some children. Dead folks not having relationships to have any children. But they separated themselves from God when they allowed sin to enter into their mortal bodies. That separated them from God. That's why Jesus had to come down through the years to reconcile us back to the Father through his blood, where his blood cleansed us and made us right to be partakers. But our lust can kill us. It will separate us from God. Therefore, we're not a candidate to receive the good and perfect gift that comes down from the Father. But when we say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Then we have that communion back with the Father. He removes that stain of sin as if it was never there. And he allows us to walk in that good and perfect gift that came down from him. Oh, bless his name. Aren't you glad? I hear the commercial of the deodorant said, aren't you glad you are sure? Raise your head, confident, dry and secure. Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you're sure. If you're sure that you've got the light on the inside of you. And you will say like another commercial, aren't you glad you use Dial? Don't you wish everybody did? God allowed me to use that one other sermon. But aren't you glad you've got Jesus? Don't you wish everybody had Jesus? Don't you wish that every man, woman, boy, girl has said, yes, Lord, and not be carried away, not be enticed with their own lust, but stand firm in the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, that we say yes and stick to it. Now, I'm not telling you to sin, but should you sin, don't stay in the sin. Repent. Ask God to forgive you. I don't know who this message is for, but for whoever it's for, hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Repent of that thing. Don't be guilty and say, well, I've already done it now. I might as well just keep on and keep on. No, stop. Because you just cut off your light. You just cut off your supplies of the gift of God, the good and perfect gift that comes down from the Father above. He is the light. He's the light of the world. Let us walk in the light. He is the light. He will keep us out of darkness as we ask him to help us to do the right thing, to make the right choice. The enemy for centuries have been trying to put out the light of God. Oh, he thought he had him when he yielded up the ghost and died. Oh, the devil said, oh, I've got him now. He's dead. Ah, but didn't he get a rude awakening? He went down to hell where the devil resides and took the key from the devil. Oh, my God. That's the one that you said yes to. That's the one. You want to be found walking in the light of Christ. I like this message tonight. Some of you may turn the phone off or you may get off the computer, but for those of you that will listen, turn. Repent and get back in the light of Christ where he is able to keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, you're able.
share it with you tonight. Clap your hands and say it overflows. There was a woman in the service that was speaking in other tongues, praying in the Spirit. Lord, your will be done. All the while that she was praying, the Spirit touched my soul. I said, I know that feeling.
Thank you for being with us on Glory United Ministries, and thank you very much, Pastor Benjamin, for another inspiring service and sermon.
Church and the musician, so y'all got to be my church tonight and do like I do it at my church.
Overflow.
This has been In His Presence featuring Pastor Patricia Bitterman. Thank you so much for listening.
Getting it ready for the warfare.